Learning Masechtas Yevamim is Nafdala Nemen Aleph. The Gemara is starting the sugya of a Seder Chalaisa Sei, which is going to continue for a few blot. Gemara starts off because we had the Brisa of Gimel Midbeis that says that why does it say Aleha? Isha Lachaisa Leitzikach Litzra Legala Sevasa Aleha Bechaya. Why does it say Aleha? Because we would think that when it says Yevamim Yavay Aleha, it means even when she's one of the Arayas of the Torah. Kamash Malon, no. Even the makam of Yevamah Yevayaleh, there's still an issue of Achisisha. The Gemara starts the sugya. If it wouldn't say Aleh, so that would sound like Achisisha would be Miyamah. And why would that be? She's Achisisha. How could she be Miyamah? Taisis must be, because I say the Chalaisa say. So now the Gemara says, Eim the Minin, I say the Chalaisa says, say great, I'll say she's Rekaris Midachi. Only if it's a regular Leisa Sein, not a Leisa Sheish Bekaris. And then the Gemara also asks, how do we know the whole din of a Seidach Leisa Sein? And the Gemara gets into the sugya. So in the first thing, the Achreinim ask, the Baruch Ber, Baruch Shmuel, beginning of Beis, the Kaivitz Aris, Simon Hei Eisir Aleph, ask the following question. The Gemara wants to know why we need a Leah for. Because even without a Leah, I would say that he can't be Miyabim because Eina Seidach Leisa Sheish Bekaris. But we have a Yisayid, which is Mavur in a bunch of places, that an Erva for Yibum is more than just a Zaitige Isser, more than just a Chsarin that happens to be impossible to be Miyabim. It's a Ptur. It's a Afka. We have this Yisayid a few times in Yivam, it's the Mashal. And we spoke about in that Vezim Nal of Taisa's Kasha of Nida. Taisa asked the Kasha. Let's say the Baal dies, his wife's a Nida. So, when she's a Nida, are you allowed to be Miyabim her? No. She's a Laisa Sei Sheish Bekaris. So now, the rule is, let's say by a Chesisha. A Baal dies, two brothers marry two sisters, and the Baal dies, she's a Chesisha, so you can't be Miyabim. Let's say, then, her sister dies, the Yavim's wife dies. Now, the dinner by a Chesisha is, it's only Asa Bechaya. Once the wife dies, you're allowed to marry your sister. So now you can be Miyabim. Terry says, no. Since it was Nesra Sha'achas, since at the time of the Yibum you couldn't be Miyabim, it was Nesra, so, hell, the Nesra Sha'achas, Nesra of Elamis, we say you can never do Yibum. So how come Benida the same thing? Why Benida don't you say she's Nesra Sha'achas? That's Taisa's Kasha. Now Taisa's answers, Benida is different than other Arayis. Other Arayis are specifically also to the Yavam. This one's also to the entire world, it's different. Shaila's, okay, but why should that make a difference? She's a Laisa Sei Sheish Bekaris. Why should that make a difference? Who cares if she's Daimat Achasisha, she's not Daimat Achasisha? So the Achreinim say, the Yisayid of Nesu is a Safkar from Yibam. She never was Neifel Yibam. Because an Erva can't be Miyabim. It's a Ptur, it's a Safkar. There can't be a Zikas Yibam by an Erva. Vashenkin and Nida, it's an Isser. It's just an Isser. She's like, believe him. It's Aser. Whenever she becomes Mutter, so the Yis is off. So this is sign that an Erev is Mufka from Yibum has to be learned from somewhere. Maybe that's what Allah teaches you. Eina chinami without Allah, also you can't be Miyabim her. Eina seydech zesh bekaris. But she's not Mufka from Yibum. It's a Zaitika problem. Let's say she becomes Mutter. Okay, problem solved. Mashenki, now that we have Allah, that's Afkar from Yibum. That's Aptur. Now there's a din of Nesra. Right? That's one example. I mean, other cases also, like we said, Magzagru Shasai, where the Tzara does an Aser, or a Tzara to the Saita by a Bayo, like Taisus Teretz that we discussed in the previous year. There are cases where someone can't be Miyabim, but we don't consider it Aptur, and then you don't pat to the Tzara. And by Arayis, the Yisayid why you part of the Tzara and she's part of the Chalitza is because it's a Ptur and Afka. So maybe that's what Allah is teaching you. That's what Achreinim asks. Both the Baruch Shmuel, the Baruch Ber, the Baruch HaNavassimin, the Kaivitz Aris. So Kaivitz Aris first wants to say, maybe in the Chinami. Maybe the Kashi Gemara is on the Lashon of the Raisa. The Lashon of the Raisa sounds like without Allah she could actually be Miyabim, the Payal. There's a Kashi of Taiz Nafchesim, maybe whatever. But there's another teretz like this. The Kaivitz Aris says this, and also Reb Shimon Shkab It's in Siman Tes Vav Beis Daled. And the truth is, Aleh is not the makar that this afkar for Yibam. Aleh would just tell you that it's aser. Aleh is not the makar for afkar of Yibam. Where is the makar for afkar of Yibam? Zakta B'chanan and Reb Shimon, the makar is Litzrar. It's the din of Tsaris Erva. Tsaris Erva really is not an issa, like we said. Tsaris Erva is afkar from Yibam. If you can mafkia the Tsar from Yibam, so kol shkein, you're mafkia from Yibam. It's the din of Tsaris Erva that tells you both the Tsara and then by extension the Erva is mafkia from Yibam. Aleh just tells you that it's Aser. And later we find that every gufo, it's Yichakra, we'll see. But Aleh is not the makar, nice days from the Gemara, of the Ptur. The makar of the Ptur, they say, is Litzrar. Rav Baruch Meir says a little different, but I think it's similar. Rav Baruch Meir also says Aleh is not the makar. He says the makar is Lakachas. The Gemara in Daf Chafim and Aleph, which is the makar to, the Gemara discusses the din of Kol She'en Ali Yimene L'Chalitza. You learn it now from Im L'Yachbetz Ish L'Kachas Ish Yivimtai V'Al Sivimtai Ashara. Im L'Yachbetz Ha'chafetz Mi'abim. The only case we need chalitza is in Mayachbites. He doesn't want. If had he wanted to, it'd be Miyabim. But if had he wanted to, it's also not Miyabim. Since that is the tour of Erva. Now, Vice Dice, it really goes together. He says there's two dinim. Vice is it goes together. In other words, we understand that Litzror is talking about a case, not stam when there's an Issa Yibim, but when there's a Ptur from Yibam. But the Ptur from Yibam is not learned there from this Parsha, it's learned there from that Parsha. Al-Kabanim, I'm just mentioning this because the Achrayim already bavarn that the Gemara is mashma that all there is Eina Seidech Leisa Sheish Bekaris. But the Achrayim is saying there has to be, there's more, and where do you learn now from? Either from the Din of Sarasarva or the Din of Kalayli Yimel Lechalitza. Now, in the Etzim Din that the Gemara wanted to say that you could be Miyam Chai Vekrisus because of Aseid Dechalese Sheish Bekaris, there's a kasha from the Achrayim the following. It's Reb Chaim's kasha, it's in the Grach HaLashas. But he starts with the Chakira. The mitzvah of Yibam is Yivama Yavei Aleh, to do a Biyah. Then it says, Ulekacha Leile Isha, and he should take it for a wife. And the Gemara darshins that through the Biyah, she becomes his wife, she becomes Ishtar L'chol Davar. She becomes completely married to him. The Biyah creates a matzav where she's married to him. Kedushin, Nesu'in, everything. Collect Reb Chaim is the mitzvah of Yibum, the Biyah, and the L'kach L'le Isha is a product of the Biyah, a product of the mitzvah, but that's not the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be married to her. The mitzvah is to do the Maisa Biyah. Agav, there's a halacha. When you do the Maisa Biyah, you become married. But that's not the mitzvah. Or no. The mitzvah is to be married. The Biyah is the way you get married. That's the only way you can be married to the Yavama. Biyah can marry his boy, then Shai V'Kesef Garim boy. There's no other way to chal, to effect a marriage on the Yavama. But the mitzvah is to be married. The Biyah is the Hechatimzah to be married. As I quote Reb Chaim Mishaila, he reads an interesting raya. He says, by Chayve Lavin, you don't do Yibam. Now the Rambam says that Chayve Lavin is only in a case where this Kedushin is Chal. There's no Isser of Chayve Lavin without a Kedushin. That's the Rambam Shita. By Grusha V'chutz, by a Grusha to a Kayin, or an Amana to a Kayin Gadol, or a Mamzer, all these things the Torah says, L'yikach, L'yikach means with Kedushin. Without Kedushin, there's no Isser. So factor Chayim, so if the mitzvah of Yibam is the Biyah, so how about trying to do a Biyah without a Kenyan? Now how are you going to manage a Biyah without a Kenyan? Reb Chaim says without Edim, which is a Shaila, hopefully we'll get to someday. Is there such a thing that when there's no Edim by the Yibam, you know, by a Kedushin, if there's no Edim, it doesn't work. Is there such a din by Yibam as well? Reb Chaim's nemming on yes. It's a Shaila in the Beitzkim. The Chazish brings a similar raya because he says that the Shilta Gibarim, who's one of the ones who are Mechadish, that you need Edom for a Yibam, he says, if there's no Edom, and by a Biyah, the point is, you know, you do Edichad is Edi Biyah. But if there are no Edom, so it doesn't work, and she needs Chalitza. So you see clearly from the Shilta Gibarim, that without the Kinyan, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. and she still needs chalitza. And Reb Chaim, being a rife, according to the Shita of Rambam, that without a kedushin, without a kinyan, there's no lav. So what's wrong with chayvei lavin? Just be boiled them without edim, and then it won't be chal, and then you'll do the mitzvah of yibum without the kinyan. Vice versa, the mitzvah doesn't work without the kinyan. That's what most achrayim them on. They bring a raya from Taisus Zuli and that Vezim and Aleph, Taisus by Nida that we mentioned. Taisus by Nida says, when he's discussing that a Nida is not mufka from Yibam, so Taisus says a chiddush that even if he's boiler when she's a Nida, it's mashmim sachem that the Yibam works. And the Gemara says, Maishna Yivimte Nida, the part of the Kavim Mitzvah. Gemara says there that if somebody is boiled his Yivam, but that's a Nida, so he doesn't have to bring a chatas, because he did a mitzvah. So Taisus says, you see, he did a mitzvah, alma de kanila. So Taisus is saying that you see from the Gemara that you mekayim a mitzvah, even when she was a nida, let's say he didn't know she was a nida, you're shaking, but it could be even by amazing, but I'll go upon him, alma de kanila, Taisus says. So you see clearly that Taisus holds that the key of mitzvah needs a kinyan. I'll go upon him, this is the kasha. The kasha is gebayt on the fa'ah. Oh, so Reb Chaim is saying, you say, that without a kinyan, the mitzvah is you miss to be kaino, l'kachalai l'isha. How you kaino? Through a beer. But without the kinyan, it doesn't work. So, effective kayin, so I vazai, even if you're going to say, I say is dechalai s'shesh b'kareis, but an erva, an arais, can't have kedushin. Kedush is not typhus an arais. So it's not possible to have a yibum on a chayve krisus. Even if you're going to say the isser is not a problem, I say dechalai s'shesh b'kareis. So, for the cause, for the mitzvah, say you could be even the alisa say of a rice, but that's not going to help you be mekayin the mitzvah zibum. To have a key of mitzvah zibum, you need a kinyan, and there's a rule: kedush is not types in by a rice. So, male's not possible a kinyan. So, that effective chayim makashi wipes arichin. What's the pshat that the gemara had a tzad? But also say the chalosi sheish b'karis the kinyan the rice, but kedush is not types. Kedush not types. Samuel Tekainis, you want to have a kiyum in the mitzvah zibum. So if you want, the most Pashtun answer is, one second, chayvei krisus don't have kedushin when they're usur. When you have an isha, which is an isur bia, you boil this isha, you get kares, then the Torah says you can't do kedushin on her. But this isha is mutaris. Al tzedin of aseda achleisa sheish b'kares, she's mutter. If she's mutter, so you don't have an isha kares, mafkiya the kedushin. Pashatai Simei Meisha actually says this, Simei Vav says Vav. But that Fikayam says he can't say that. Because she is Aser. It's just the din of Asay Nechalaisa say. And he says the plot is, right after the Bia, the Gemara is Mavura by Chayve Lavin Lamashal, where you do say Asay Nechalaisa say, it's only for the Bia Rishayna. The Bia Shnia is going to be Aser. Because you're ready to Makai in the Mitzvah. So that Fikayam, it's Kaila Galav Simei Zayin Eishi Zayin, says the same thing here. You would only be allowed to do one bia, but afterwards she's going to be usher. So that means she is usher. Just this bia is mutter as tchia, not because it's not usher. This bia happens to have a heter of tchia, but afterwards she'll be usher. So just like every he says, just listen like this. So just like any time you want to be mekadesh a chayve krisus, the kesef and the shtar, you're not doing anything wrong. The teretz is. The kesef and the shtar won't make a kinyan on her. Why? Because subsequent to the kesef and shtar, she's going to be us as minisubiyah, right? See, here also, subsequent to this bias kedushin, which is mutter, this bias yibum, which is mutter seder chalaisay, she's going to be usher. So, Mela, she has an issa krisus. A heta for one bia. That's not enough to go and say that she doesn't have an issa. If you have a chayvei krisus, an erva, which the Torah will tell you is mutter, go get married to her. So good, so kedushin b'taifas. Here the Torah said, one bia is mutter al sasei dechalois sasei. The issa will be nifl with one bia. She still remains an isser. The next bia is already usser. So mela can't be kedushin b'taifas. That's what that figayam says. Figayam clears to say that maybe you don't need a kinyan to be mekayim the mitzvah, but he says the steamus achareinim is not mashma that way. See, Reb Shimon and Reb Chanan say a little bit more. Reb Chanan brings it from Reb Shimon. Reb Chanan claims the Chakira like this. That we say that a chayvei krisus is no kedushin, is it the isser that's mafia the kedushin? Or is the sibas ha-isser a siba for Afkar's Kedushin? That's the question. Is the Issa B'Payil, the fact that if you Bayil Hayayiv the Issa, that's what's Mafkir Kedushin? Or no? The thing that's causing the Issa is causing another thing. It's causing that there shouldn't be Tvisa's Kedushin. That's his Kakira. So Nafkamina is, if you Matcha the Issa B'Payil, but the Sibas Issa is still there and will cause a lack of Tvisa's Kedushin. He means a very interesting Rashi. Rashi later in this Masech Daf Nabez and Manalef. Rashi explains, why is Kedusha not typhus in the Yavama? How come you go to Yavama, you tell her, Reim Mekadeshus Li, why doesn't it work? Zakt Rashi, I'll tell you why, because she's an Eshesach. Eshesach is not Tvis Kedusha. Aisha's mutter. But the Torah didn't make her into an Isha Nechriya, only Keseder HaMitzvah. Ubiyu Dekas Rachmana, and nothing else. So every Yavama, Zakt Rashi, you know why Kedushin is not Taifis? Because she's an Eshesach. Zakt Yavachanan, is she Yasser? Of course not. He's supposed to marry her. So how could that be a Siva of, how could that be a reason why she has not Tvis Kedushin? She's mother. Teretz says, yeah. But the same thing which causes the Issa causes not Tvis Kedushin. And the Eshesach is still there. Either Teretz was Matrit. The Teretz didn't give a blanket heter. The Teretz didn't remove the Siva Seser. The Teretz gave you a pathway why she's mutter. But the Torah didn't give any din kedushin to her. So that for that she remains with the Eshesach. So you see, even without an Issa B'Payil, the Siba Se'issa alone is mafkir the kedushin. So now we still have a problem. So how could it be an Achisisha, other Arayis, how could they have a Yibam is not Tvisa's kedushin? They won't be able to be kind to her. So there's two Terutzim. Rav Shimon himself, here in the Chedusha of Shimon Siman Aleph, and he's Marichav also in Shariyesh, Shal Perik Yud Aleph. He says, when you have a Sey Dech HaLaisasei, that Sey is going to destroy the Laisasei as much as it's necessary to get the Sey to be done. So here, just to have a Bia, that's not going to be enough, because you need a Kinyan. That Sey Dech HaLaisasei is going to make it that there's Bechlal no Laisasei. Normally, it wouldn't do it, because it doesn't need to. It just has to be matka enough of the Laisasei Timkayim Nasei. But when, it wouldn't work unless you matched the Laisa Sei Mikael Vakael, so that's what that Sei would do. Gvaldig Yisayin, he says this in Shari Yesher, Shari Allah Perik Yanal, if he says it, he asked the Kasha, the Gemara wanted to say, they asked the Kasha, why don't we say a Sei Dach Laisa Sei by Aynes and Mefata of the Chayvei Lavin, why don't we say a Sei Dach Laisa Sei that someone's Ma'anis the Chayvei Lavin, that save Lisi Lisha should be day chalais to save the Chayim Elavin. Why says the Teretz? It's effective Shimon, but what's the assay? The assay is b'chol not the Biyah. The assay is to be Mekadisha, to marry her, even without a Biyah. But to do it when there's no Hechatimsa of Biyah, that doesn't work. Lisi Lisha means a regular Isha. But there's no mitzvah assay to be bail her. The mitzvah says to be married to her. It just has to be a marriage that will work, that she'll be Meteris to him. So how does the Seyda Chleisei work? Vice is the Seyda Chleisei will make her mutter to him, even though that's not the Kiyam Mitzvah, but that's the only Hechatims of the Kiyam Mitzvah. And come on, think of Yisayin. But I think you could say much more Pashid. I saw Rav Shach says this, and the Avi Ezri, at the end of El Chaziv Mechalitza. Hagufa, Chayvi Krisus, a Mufka from Kedushin, but felt like that Rashi that we brought in Afnan Beis. But they're not Mufka from the Kinyan of Yibum. That's a different track. Especially according to that Rashi. Rashi says every Yavama is an Erev and Eshesach, an Erev of Chayav Krisus, and that's good for why Kedusha Kesem Shtar don't work. So how does Bia work? Because the din of Bia's Yavama is a Nayad Anishas. On this Nayad Anishas of Bia's Yavama, there's no Afka of Chayav Krisus. I saw Shmuel Rozavsky, who also think it goes with the Pshimans, you say. He brings the Pshimans, he was a Talmud of Pshimans. But he says this, you say, from the Sefer Amak, the Kedushin Daf Samaches, that even if you'd have a Yavama, which ordinarily wouldn't have a din of Kedushin, but the Kenyan of Yibum, the Lakachal and the Isha of Yibum, is a different track. So there's no such Yisayin that by Arayis it's not Taifas Yibum. There's Yisayin by Arayis not Taifas Kedushin. But the din Ishas of Yibum, Vushdait. It's a Naya din Ishas, a Naya Yisayin, And that could apply to Rashi as well. But from the feed of Rashi, it does apply to Rashi. It applies to Eishesach. The same Rashi that teaching you that you have the Hafkah of Kedushin even without the Yisr. Because Rashi says the reason why Yevama, you can't be Mekadosh because she's an Eishesach. That same Rashi tells you, but whatever the Torah said in the parasha of Yibam, as long as it goes to the Gidri of Yibam, it does work. So if you have an Erva, if an Erva is Chayiv in Yibam, and there's a Heter of Yibam, it's a Seyed HaChalais to say, see, Akash is, but how would Yibam work? Kedush is not Taifas? Kedush is not Taifas, Yibam is Taifas. That's the Chayiv of Pasha Teretz. Rav Shach Mamish says this, now the Ezra at the end of Hilchus Yibam, and Rav Shmuel brings it in parentheses, B'shem the Sefer HaMakna. The Chayiv Richtige Yisayid. So now let's discuss, we got to get into a little bit the Sugya of Seyed HaChalais to say, the Rebbe brings down the din of a seidach l'sei v'klayim v'tzitzis. Says l'sul v'shatnes li'um tasalacha, and that tells you that when you have a beged that's pishtim, we'll see a little bit more on the next amid, a little bit more, and the only way to mekayim in the midst of tchelos is by putting tzemer, but doing the iser of shatnes. So Tari tells you, l'sul v'shatnes, but still li'um tasalacha. Even if you can have an iser shatnes, you still do tzitzis. So Mamela, when you have a beged of pishtin, and you put in the wool and tzitzis, and it's mutter, so that tells you a say of tzitzis is daich v'lois a say of shatnes. So Rabbi Kvega, in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simeon Aleph, on the Magen Avraham, Sefkat Nid Gimel. So he was asked the following kasha. He wanted to answer this kasha, because the Gemara says in Menachos, that Avirai, the kesher elyon is the raisa, that means the raisa, you do need at least one knot to put in your tzitzis, because if not, then it wouldn't be shatnes. So why would the tariff the amount in the shatnez? You could do it without a knot. Elamai, tzitzis doesn't work without a knot. That's what the Gemara says. So practice shayel, maybe is a case where you happen to have had a knot. And it's Shabbos and you can't untie the knot. Maybe that's the case. Maybe you really don't have to have a knot. But the tariff wants to amount it to you when the tzitzis was put in with a knot. And I want you just untie the knot. It's Shabbos and I want to untie the knot. That was the kasha he was asked. So if you I'll tell you the tariffs. I have another kasha for you. Are you allowed to wear a beged of shatnez that has tzitzis in it? The Gemara is saying, if you have a beged of pishtan, and the tzitzis have to be tzemer, tchelos has to be tzemer, so memela, you're allowed to put in tzemer tzitzis into a beged of pishtan, hudin fakeit, hopefully we'll get to that sugya. Not in this year. But al kolpanim, the halacha is, if you have a beged of one in a minim, the tzitzis could be the other min. And that's, even though it's shatnez, but that's a Seyed HaChalais to say. What about the beged is shatnez? Could you have a beged that's both tzemer and pishtin, and weird because you mean mekayim in the midst of tzitzis? Avada not. Why not? What's the chilek? Zakter b'kvega, because b'emes and I have a kasha. How could you say a Seyed HaChalais to say? You're not mechayiv to wear tzitzis. The din is, if you don't have a beged of dal kanfis, you're not being over any assay. Where it says, even Rizka, you should try to put yourself, you should have tried to put yourself into a chiyuv. But there's no chiyuv. You have no chiyuv. So how could you say, Seyed HaChalais, say, not mechayiv, do not say. So I have a question, I'll tell you why. The Marichai says a big chiddush. Let's say it's Shabbos, and you're wearing a talus, and the tzitzis fall off. Do you have to remove the talus? Zok the Marichai, you do not. You're even allowed to chachilu wear the talus, even without tzitzis. Why? Because there's no iser to wear a beged of dal kanfis and that tzitzis. The din is, when you're wearing a beged of dal kanfis, you have a chiyuv asay to put in tzitzis. And if you don't, then you're being mevatel asay. But let's say you're an einus. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to make tzitzis. It's a nat. It's an iser malcha deraisa to make tzitzis on Shabbos. Chazak de Marichai, there's nothing wrong with wearing the beged. There's no iser. Because there's no iser to wear a beged of that tzitzis. There's a chiyuv to put in tzitzis. I'm an einus on that chiyuv. So I have every right to wear the beged even without the tzitzis. I am not an einus who can take off the beged. I don't have to take off the beged. There's no issa to wear the beged. The wearing the beged is a mechayiv. If I could do it, fine. And if I could do it and I don't do it, so I'm being mevatel I say. If I can't do it, I'm an einus on the vitel I say. Right? If you're then, if there's no tzitzis around in town, and I'm wearing a beged, there's no tzitzis. There is no tzitzis. Impossible. Nothing wrong with wearing the beged. Hazakt. Rabbi Kvega, so come to Isazai. I have a beged of pishtan. I have to put in tzitzis of tzemer. I'm a chuyiv in tzitzis. Are you going to say who asked you to wear the beged? There's no, that doesn't exist. I'm allowed to wear a baguette. There's nothing wrong with it. When I wear a baguette, I'm a chuyiv in tzitzis. If there's a din of a seder chalise, I'll be able to mekayim a mitzvah tzitzis. If not, I'm not going to take off the baguette. I'll wear the baguette without tzitzis. And be levat of a seder tzitzis. And there's nothing wrong, I'm an einus. So I put myself into a matziv where I'm a chuyiv to have tzitzis. If the only way I can have tzitzis is on your day, the issur of shatnes, a seder chalise. Now, Shengen, when the baguette itself is shatnes, or like the Shail's case, where there happens to be a knot which you don't need, so there's nothing being mad to me wearing the shatnes. It has to start off with, I'm allowed to wear this baguette. I'm now mechuyev to put in tzitzis. But if it starts off, you're not allowed to wear the baguette, it's shatnes. So the fact that I happen to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis like wearing the baguette, I'm mechuyev in that mitzvah. I have to be mechuyev in the mitzvah in order to say the chalais to say. So when the baguette is non-shatnes, and the baguette needs tzitzis, and the only way to make the tzitzis are they shatnes, so I'm wearing the baguette. I'm wearing the baguette, I'm a chuyiv in tzitzis. Now, I'm a chuyiv in tzitzis, the only way I can do the tzitzis they shatnes, I say the chalais to say. But if the baguette is shatnes, so you're not wearing the baguette. I say the chalais to say, you're not a chuyiv in that say. Once you're not wearing the baguette, you're anyway not, you're not allowed to wear the baguette. So you never would become a chuyiv in that say. Wouldn't be shaykh, I say the chalais to say, that's Rebbe Kveikah Shtikl Teir. Now, Rebbe Chanan doesn't quote Rebbe Kveikah, but he asks the chakir on his own. Chanan and Kveikah start sitting in Yadalit. He asks the following chakir. The din of a seder chalais to say is the point in order to mekayim the asay, you could be the chalais to say, or is the point in order not to be mevatel the asay, you could mekayim the chalais to say. An afkamina, let's say you have an eitzah how not to be mevatel the asay, but you don't have an eitzah to mekayim the asay without being deichalais asay. So then, is asay deichalais asay? Is asay deichalais asay only when, without the tchias alais asay, there'd be a bitul asay, and that's why you deichalais asay? But if let's say I can manage to arrange, I don't need the tchias alais asay, I won't have a bitul asay either way. I just want to have the kiyam asay. Then you say you don't say asay lo asay. Well, no. For the purpose of the kiyam asay, he would like to say even without being mevatel. That's what Mechanan's kakira. He brings the Ramban, Bab Metzia Daf Lamed. The Gemara there says that you learn out from the Salamta that a kiyam b'meisa kvaris is not meishav laveda. And the Gemara says, what would be the havim in it that you would? Ein asay daich alaysa say vasay. So how could, why would your kiyam be allowed to metime himself? Why do I need that for? The Gemara says, I don't become a chuyiv in the asay of hashiv teshiv until I pick it up. Let's say I see an aveda, and I don't pick it up, so I'm oivir the lavli sucha l'salim, but I'm not mevatel the asay of hashiv teshiv. So Mela, how could it be that the Gemara has a havimina, asay de chalais asay, b'ashavis aveda, until I picked it up, I have no chuyiv for the asay? So Ramban says in the second Teretz, I'd actually like that even if he's not even a shev to shiv him unless it comes to his hand, but Lamaisa he is Mekayim the mitzvah say when he returns it. So Lamaisa, that's also good enough to be an assay to be able to say a seder chalais to say. So he said, Ramban is Mamar saying this svar, that even though I'm not mevatel that say if I should to shiv him if I don't pick it up, but since if I do pick it up, I'm Mekayim that say if I should to shiv him, that alone, if it would be possible, he wouldn't be any say later chalais say. So I'd be able to say the chalais say because of the kiyum of the assay. So you see from there, man, the kiyum of the assay is the chalais say, even if you have an eitz and not to be mevatel the assay. And then Rabbi Chanan says, I have two rais to it, tzitzis. By tzitzis, if I know where the beggar is, like Rabbi Chanan, and not mevatel anything, well, he doesn't say that. He kind of says, I have an eitzah, I can make a rounded corner. If I have a beggar of dollar confidence and I need to put on, And the only way I can mekayim tzitzis with shatnez, I can go round off the corner. If I round off the corner, I can mechuyev in tzitzis. So I have an eitzah not to mevatel the asay. Vayistay is the kiyum the asay is daicha. That's how he says it. And he says yibim is also that way. The Gemara kind of mentions, why don't we say that yibim, you don't say the chalitza, the Gemara daf kafalof, because it's efshe b'chalitza. So the Gemara says, chalitza makiv mim laf klumu. If you're going to say that the kiyum mitzvah is doing it, so the Gemara's kasha was, I have a kiyum mitzvah. Chalitza is also a kiyum mitzvah. The Gemara says, no, yibim is the main mitzvah. But if you're going to say they need a bittul, if you do chalitza, there's no bittul mitzvah. You do chalitza. Nice, nice. You don't need a bittul. The key of mitzvah alone is good enough. So what's out there, B'kiveger? B'kiveger says, if you're not mechuyiv, you don't say say that chalitza say. So I think by tzitzis, B'kiveger answered it. Because I don't have to round off the corner. There's nothing wrong with me wearing this baguette. It's in mechayiv me in tzitzis. If I'm not mailed to be deichel, I say, I'll have a bit of Mrs. Tzitzis. I have an Eitzah. I don't have to do the Eitzah. I'll be an Einus. The Eitzah is just being mafkir the chiyav. You see, I think with Yibum, and perhaps by Shabbos Aveda also, Rabbi Kveg is not saying that the only time I can be deichel, I say, is if the only other Eitzah is a bit of say. I think it just means you have to be mechayiv in say. By Yibum, you call mechayiv in the mitzvah. Yes, if you do chalitza, you're not mevatel the mitzvah, but you're mechuyiv in the mitzvah. Even Kashavas of Eidi could say that. You're not being mevatel that say of a shev teshivim, but could be you're still mechuyiv in it. But I'm wondering, according to Rabbi Chanan, that saying this big yisayin, that even a kiyam asay is there chalitza say, so why can't, what's taket the teretz of Vegas kasha, why can't they wear a beged of shatnez to be mekayim in the mitzvah of tzitzis? So I think the answer like this, the Kaivis Aretz really talks about it a little bit later. The Kaivis Aretz, he brings a little bit later in the shtickle, he brings the Taisin Suvas Daf Mem, that says, by Tzitzis, why don't you say it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, you can wear another Beged. I can be kind of Mr. Tzitzis without doing Eivashan, he's wearing another Beged. So he says, it's not called Efshel Kaim Shneim, they can wear another Beged. So if I had the Kaivis Aretz, why not? So the Marshal, let's say, there's a din, the mice says no such din. But let's say it'd be a din by matzah, I say the chalaisa say, if you have a matzah of tevel, I say the chalaisa, you'd be allowed to eat it, right? So let's say I have two pieces of matzah, one's tevel, one's not tevel. So it's actually kaim shneim, I could eat the kosher one. Because, right? Let's say you have two yevamis, one's a chayv elavim, one's not a chayv elavim. Right? So it's called actually kaim shneim, I could yam the non chayv elavim one. Why not? So why don't you say the same thing? I'm allowed to be over the mitzvah of shatnez to mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. I can mekayim mitzvah without the shatnez. How could I do with the shatnez when I could do the same key mitzvah without the shatnez? So Rabbi Chanan says that by matzah, the whole reason why eating the matzah is for the key mitzvah. If you can eat another piece of matzah, that's called efshel lekayim shneim. The whole reason why being miyabim is for the key mitzvah. If you can miyam the other yavama, that's called efshel lekayim shneim. Mashengim by Talis, this is what he says, it's a little similar to Rabbi Kveger's Svar. You're wearing it for your own purposes. You're wearing Lanasa Litzarichai. But the Torah was Mechayiv you with Tzitzis. So you can't say you can wear another Beged. I want to wear this Beged. And when I wear this Beged, the Torah is Mechayiv this Beged in Tzitzis. So that's not called Efshel Lekayim Shneim. So you see, even according to Rabbi Chanan, that you want to say the Kiyum Mitzvah is Daichad Aleisa say, you don't need that he should be chayiv in the mitzvah. But hold on here. The key in mitzvah is daichad leisa say when it's la'efshel l'kayim shneim. Here, you want to be mekayim in the mitzvah tzitzis? You could be mekayim in the mitzvah tzitzis with 150 begadim that aren't shatnez. Why are you wearing the shatnez one? The reason why the shatnez one is called e'efshel l'kayim shneim is only because something like it be kneg yisvara, because I have a right to wear this beged. And I want to wear this beged. And now I'm mechayiv in tzitzis mitzad this beged. They have a kasha, so good, round off the corner. That was saying you don't have to. You're actually anyway wearing the beged. And now you want to be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis with this beged that you're anyway wearing. So then you don't have to round off the corner. You can do a say like I say. Because Rabbi Chanan's saying that you don't need the bittul mitzvah to make it that you say the chalaisa. The key mitzvahs also have to say the chalaisa say. But if the beged is shatnez, don't wear the beged. I'm going to wear the beged to mekayim the tzitzis. Take another beged. Don't take a beged shatnez. It's efshel lekayim shneim. It's a different reason why not. Not because you don't need bittul mitzvah. Even for the kiyum mitzvah, it's efshel lekayim shneim. Now, Rabbi Kveger seems to hold that if you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, be to do a kiyum mitzvah is not enough to be asay derech leisei. And that's why he says the Mordechai chai that I am mechuyev in the mitzvah. Because if you're going to tell me I can't put on the tzitzis, then I'm allowed to wear the beged without the tzitzis. So I am mechuyev in the mitzvah. And a mechanan's mashma, even if you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. But the key of mitzvah alone is enough. But only when this is the only way to mekai in the mitzvah. If I have eitzah to wear another beged, so then the key of mitzvah can't be, I say, it's absolutely kaim shneim. So that's why you need, it's only when you're anyway wearing the beged, And then you could say that the Kiyam Mitzvah is Leich HaLoitz to say, so a bag of chatnas, which you can't wear anyway, you wouldn't say the Kiyam Mitzvah is Leich HaLoitz even according to Rabbi Chanan.